This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Abba, welcome everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. Today we begin a new subject, Hilchos Tefillin. I hope everybody was able to log on this morning. Nice to see everybody. Shalom Aleichem. We're beginning Simen Chaf Hei. Dinei Tefillin Bepratus, the laws of Tefillin in details, in the Minutia. It's very interesting. They give a mnemonic to help remember that Hilchos Tefillin is Simen Chaf Hei, you know, because we put on Tefillin on Yad Keha, on the weaker hand. So that's a way to remember that Hilchos Tefillin begins in Simen Chaf Hei. Says Mechaber, Achar Shalavash Talis Metsuyats, after you don your talis, which has tzitzis on it, yaniach tefillin, you should put on tefillin. Why? Shamalin b'kodesh, because we have to go up in Kedusha. Now this is very interesting that the Mechaber gives this reason. If you look in the Beis Yosef as to why talis goes before tefillin, he gives two reasons. The Beis Yosef says, first of all, tader v'sheino tader tader kodem, because talis is more frequent, and because talis is more frequent, therefore you put on the talis before the tefillin. And he says, furthermore, because the tefillin, talis, on the other hand, is tashmishe mitzvah, tefillin is tashmishe kedusha. And here, in the Shulchan Aruch gives a completely different reason. He says, malin v'kodesh v'ein moiridin. You go up in kedusha, and you don't go down. So, if you look in the Bir Halacha says, Al ha'adam kai, the din of malin b'kodesh v'ein moiridin is going on the person. That the person, shatzarch leilech midarga ledarga, the person has to go from level to level, ul hisalois b'kedusha, and go up in kedusha. Ki mitchilu hu rak mechase es atzma b'kiso shemitzah. At first you merely cover yourself in a covering of a mitzvah. Va'al yideya tefillin, and through the tefillin hu mekasher es atzma, you tie yourself b'kesher hayichud v'hakedusha, in the knot of unification and sanctity. Says the Be'er Halacha, that this answers the question of the Noid Bihuda and the Shagas Aryeh. Now what's he talking about? That this answers the question of the Noid Bihuda and the Shagas Aryeh. If you think about it, the Shulchan Aruch says that first you put on talis and then you put on tefillin. What's the reason given? Because malin b'kodesh in moiridin, that the tefillin has more kedusha than the talis. Question, there's a Gemara in Zvachim, there's a Mishnah in Horiyos, that teaches us kol hamekudosh mechaveroi koidem eschaveroi, that something that has more kedusha comes first. Well, if something that has more kedusha comes first, then l'chayro you should put on tefillin and then put on the talis. That's a question, no? If there's a rule that whatever is holier comes first, you should first put on tefillin and then put on a talis. Which in general, by the way, there's a question. When do you apply malin b'kodesh v'ein moiridin? And when do you apply the rule of kol hamekudosh mechaveroi koidem eschaveroi? The two rules seem to be at odds. So the Noid Bihuda says, well, the way to know when to apply which rule is in one item itself. Let's say in Ner Chanukah, malin b'kodesh v'ein moiridin. First you light one, then you light two, then you light three. But when you have a choice with two different items, which one comes first, you always pick the holier item. So in that case, that only strengthens the kasha, the Shagas Aryeh, and the Noid Bihuda. Namely, we have two items over here, talis and tefillin. You should first put on the tefillin, which is holier, and then put on the talis. The Bir Halacha, in very concise terminology, is answering this question of the Shagas Aryeh. And that is, talis and tefillin are not two separate items. It's one item. It's the person. The person's going up in Kedusha. It's not, oh, I don't know what to do. One item is talis, one item is tefillin. It's one entity, Adam. So first the Adam is nesale with the talis, and then he goes up in kedusha and he's nesale b'tefillin. That's why we apply the rule of malin b'kodesh v'ein moiridin. By the way, another reason why talis goes before tefillin is we have talis and tefillin, and the zchus that Avram Avinu said, imichut v'yad seroich nal, Chut, in that merit we have tzitzis. Sreichnal, we have tefillin. But that's the klal of the Chafetz Chaim. He's answering the Shagas Aryeh's question that by two items we say, kol ha-mekudesh mechaver kardem eschaveri. By one entity we say, malin bekoidesh ve'en moiridin. Okay. The Mechaber continues. Va'menichin kis ha-tefillin va'atalas l'tech kis achas. One who puts the pouch of tefillin and the talis into one bag, Srichan Lizar, you have to be careful, Shola Yanichu Kis HaTefillin Lamala, not to put the bag of the tefillin above, Kedei Shola Yifga Bahem Tchila, so that you don't encounter the tefillin first, V'yitzarech La'anichem Kano Talis, then you're going to have to put on the tefillin before the talis, because otherwise you're going to be Mavirin Ala Mitzvahis, Kedei Shola Yavar Ala Mitzvah, so that you do not pass by a mitzvah. In other words, we put on talis before the tefillin. The only thing is, if you somehow encounter the tefillin before the talis, you're going to have to put on the tefillin before the talis. So you don't want to put the tefillin on top of the talis in a way where you first encounter the tefillin. We're going to see, maybe you could put the tefillin in the back of the bag. So even though it's on top, you're still encountering the talis first. Says the Mishnah Brura, Acher Shalavash, Va'afilu ima talis eno chayev ela medrabanan. Even if the talis is only rabbinic, could go in shu'ula acher shalashim yoim. For example, you borrowed it, now it's after 30 days, v'chanal sif yadad v'chol kahai gavna, or any other similar scenario where you're only chayim midrabana, gam ken yish takdima l'tfilin, you still put on the talis before a tfilin. Yaniach tfilin. Umi she'enoy, she'en yadam ha'seg l'tzitzis tfilin. Let's say you can't afford both. Hechriyu ha'achroinim. The achroinim are machriya de tfilin koidimim. Why? Kitz... because you're not chayiv to wear tzitzis. Ki tzitzis urag mitzvah yesh le talis shel arba kanfos. Tzitzis is only a mitzvah if you have a garment of four corners. Utfilin hu chayva. Tefillin is obligatory. Umi she'enoy manichan hu bechlal poishe so begufan. If you don't put on tefillin, you're like a sinner with your body. Let's say you could only afford to buy either a nice tefillin or a nice talis. It's better to have nice tefillin than a nice talis. People are nichshol in this. They're quicker to purchase a nicer talis than nice tefillin. Mi she'ein yadoi maseges liknois tzitzis utfillin. Someone who cannot afford to buy either. Does he have to go collecting money to purchase these mitzvahs? Ein mechuyav lachzar al apsachim kedei liknoisim. He does not need to go around collecting to purchase it. However, if he could, the dershu brings, the person doesn't have to, should not eat steak for dinner or for Shabbos. Let him have a piece of chicken. Let him have a peanut butter sandwich so he could buy a pair of talis and tefillin. Now it's interesting. If you don't have money for Ner Shabbos, the Bir Halacha says later on Siman Reish Samach Gimel, you do have to collect money. You even have to sell your clothing. For Dalet Kaisis, you also have to sell your clothing. For Ner Chanukah, you also have to sell your clothing. So the Bir Halacha in Siman Tav Reish Nun Vav asks, why is it that Tefillin is not as important as Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah or Dalet Kaisis? So it's interesting, but that's the maisa, the halacha, that even though it's a more important mitzvah regarding collecting for oneself or selling your clothing, you only have to sell your clothing for Dalet Kaisais, for Ner Chanukah, for Ner Shabbos, but you don't have to do it for Talis and Tefillin. Avo mi she'yada maseges, somebody who could afford to buy Talis and Tefillin. Ach soy mechama she'sho me'achirim. But he says, you know, why should I buy? I'll just borrow my friends. He davens at the 7 o'clock minyan, I'll daven at the 8 o'clock minyan. Achash yotzmehen, kazabach to onshay gadol. His punishment will be very great. Why? Because the Bach says, very often you won't have the talis and tefillin to wear at the time of Kriyat Shema and Shema Esrei. Also, he brings down the bottom that very likely you will not be fulfilling the mitzvah properly because it's not going to fit you, and then you're going to be making a bracha of atala and you're not going to be fulfilling the mitzvah. Fine. So the Mechaber said you should position the talis in a way that you don't encounter the tefillin first, because if you will be encountering the tefillin first, you're going to have to pick up, you're going to have to put on the tefillin first. Peirush, afilu lo yoichas ben biyadai. even if you don't grab the tefillin, rak lefi hoishatas yadayim munach levan v'tchila, but in by stretching out your hand, they will be positioned before you first. Ein ma'avirin aleihem v'tzarach lahakdiman. You cannot pass your hand by the tefillin, and you will have to put them on first. He brings in the Dershon Eitzah from the Chazon Ish that he would put the bag of tefillin in the talis bag on top of the talis, but in the way where the talis is protruding out. In other words, where you're going to first encounter the talis. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah continues. V'chol zeh davka im roitzel aniachat tefillin. That's all if you want to put on tefillin now. Avam avdayin in roitzel aniachat rak la'achar zman. Let's say like this. I'm not even putting on tefillin. I want to have a seder before davening. And I'm not ready to put on my tefillin. Let's say I still want to make sure I have a gufnaki. I'm not planning on putting on. And I touch the tefillin first. I even hold the tefillin first. I'm not mechuyiv to put on the tefillin. It's only when now I'm going to put on the tefillin, if I touch it before the talis, then I have to put on the tefillin. But if I don't have any plans on putting on the tefillin, then there's no inyan of in mavir na la mitzvahs. In other words, let's say your mother says, Yankel, get your talis and tefillin off the dining room table. No, ma, I can't do it. Because if I touch it, it's going to be ein mavir in ala mitzvahs. No, we don't apply the rule. Ein mavir in ala mitzvahs is only when you plan on doing the mitzvah. So then why don't you say, well, just because I touched the tefillin first, I don't want to put on my tefillin first because it's going to be embarrassing. Everyone else is putting on talis before tefillin. I'm going to put on my tefillin. So why can't I say, well, I don't plan on putting my tefillin right now. I want to do it in 10 seconds. Now that's, then you would have to do it. Because right now is the general's man that you're going to be putting on the tefillin. We would say, Ein mavirin al hamitzvahs. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to continue tomorrow. Great to see everybody. So hope to see everybody tomorrow, same time. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov. Nice to see you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.